علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of a guide for managers based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently focusing on the 201st sermon of Nahjul Balagha, which is some connection with the issue of management and how a leader and a manager needs to analyze societies and see what brings them together and what separates them. And we mentioned about the main criteria that brings people together, and those are the likes and the dislikes. These are the things that get people together and what separates them. And therefore, the essence of a community and how a community is formed is through these likes and dislikes. And that is why I notice that nowadays, the higher communities, or you can say those communities that have an upper hand, what the communities that have an upper hand do is that they try and manipulate the feelings and thoughts of the people so that they begin to like them. And once the liking is created, they have basically won the battle, and then they have been able to expand their community beyond their borders.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, we realize that likes and dislikes are what are the real, you can say, factors that make up a community. As such, you might have a country, let's say, a country like, let's say, America, okay, that has its own policies, its own ways of thinking, its own likes and dislikes, you know. And there might be another person who is in a completely different country, maybe thousands of miles away, but that person is watching the movies and the documentaries and is watching the series and playing those games that are that have the embodiment of the ideals of an American society. And you will see that community, which that person who is staying so far away, thousands of miles away, is now part of that community, you see, becomes part of that community. And That is why. Why is it the case? Because of what he likes and dislikes. And for example, a person might be in the heart of America, let's say, or any other country, but might not like the policies of that country. They might not like the basis of that country or that place or the ideals. That person will not be counted as that community. It might be part of another community completely because of what he likes and what he dislikes. So this is so important. And that's why, as I said, today the enemy and the people who have got power, they are investing in the media. That means they are trying to tone the likes and dislikes of the people. They want to manipulate how they think, and that is how they expand their communities beyond their borders. So it's for us to be vigilant. And yes, above that, Imam Ali alayhi salam says that if you approve and like the doings of a community, then if a punishment befalls, you will also be part of that punishment and you will be part of that community in total.
Sayyid Razi, also known as Sharif Razi, a religious scholar and theologian, holds a significant place in Islamic history for his invaluable contribution to the compilation of Imam Ali's profound teachings and speeches, which were later compiled into the influential literary work known as Nahjul Balagha.
Now, one of the things in Nahjul Balagha is the beauty that exists in the text of this book. This is something that is amazing. If you look at Nahjul Balagha in depth, you will realize the amount of beauty that exists in the Arabic, the Arabic text of the book, and the beauty of the eloquence that exists in it. For example, in this very statement that we mentioned in the previous session, where Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "Kharat arduhum bil khasfati," that the earth swallowed them, that group of Thamud, he swallowed them. And how the word is used, Kharat basically is a type of, it means the earth kind of made a sound, screamed. The earth screamed bil khasfati, while swallowing them, or with the swallowing. So as if the earth, when it swallowed, that means there was a crack that opened up. And that crack was accompanied by a very loud sound. And that is how they were swallowed inside the earth. خوار السكت المحمات في الأرض الخوارة. How was this done? And then he goes on to say that the way this swallowing process happened, how the earth engulfed the people, was that you imagine a rod which is heated to very high temperatures, and then that rod is inserted into the earth, but that earth is very soft. That earth where this rod is inserted is a soft earth. It's not the hard earth where it wouldn't enter easily. It's something that when the rod is placed on the earth opens up easily and it enters. This is how that community was swallowed. Now look at picture this, how Imam Ali alayhi salam in very short words and statements was able to mention such a deep and eloquent statement that touches the heart, that brings you to a state where you begin to imagine the scenario and all that. So this is Just an example of the eloquence that exists in the book. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He helps us to apply the teachings in our lives. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه